Hi, my name is Tian and I'm your Adobe U Voices podcast host for this episode of CMYK. And today we have designers Araceli Fernandez and Jocelyn Merga.
Thank you for having us.
I'm glad to be on this episode of CMYK.
Can you guys take some time to describe your concern?
Well, did you know that animal abusers are usually in need of social or mental health services?
That's very interesting. What about your tagline? Why did you choose it?
Our tagline is both catchy and it's straight to the point. It expresses how we feel about animal abuse.
Do you have anything to say to the listeners?
To all the listeners out there, if you ever see an animal in need, please don't be afraid to call 1-800-ANIMAL. These animals need your voice.
You heard it here, folks. Please write down this number, 1-800-ANIMAL, and don't be afraid to speak up. Now, let's talk about your design. How does your design relate to your cause? For example, the typeface.
For our design, we used the Sans Serif typeface because it looked friendly and it goes better with our design.
That's very nice to know.
Yeah, I guess I could say it's very unique and its purpose is to tell our audience that animal abuse is a problem we need to be aware of. I use our petition to create a pattern, a color scheme to make it look alluring, contrast to make it pop, and white space to emphasize certain points.
What about your shapes?
We use various shapes, such as the paw print, to represent animals. Lines and patterns were also used in the design itself. Overall, we just followed our creative confidence to create this button.
Thank you for the information. Well, it looks like our time is just about wrapped up. Thanks for listening to CMYK, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and AYV with us, and hashtag CMYK.
Thanks again for having us.
Nice talking to you. Bye.